Welcome to this week's episode of Teachers Off Duty Podcast. Today, we're talking about some of the craziest excuses from students, parents, and maybe even colleagues. So stay tuned. So one of the things that we've all learned as teachers is we hear some of the craziest excuses for everything. Like, it could be the most minor thing ever, and a student will completely lie right to our faces, and it's like shameless. They don't even think about it.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
One of my favorite things that students do, and it's funny every time, like if you have a homework assignment and the student for sure knows that they did not do the homework.
100%.
They know 100%, but they'll still be digging through their bag and digging, oh, I swear it's in here, I know it's in here. And then they can't find it. They look at you and they're like, I know I did it. I just can't find it. And I've had that, and I've told students, I'll look them right in the eyes and I'll say, hey, I know you're lying. Mm. And then they go, you're right, I'm lying.
Okay. You don't play it out.
I let it play. When I taught high school, I still remember it was a 11th grader, swore to me, had homework on the floor, digging in backpack. I'm standing there like, mm-hmm. I was like, I got your people's number already out. Oh, he's looking for it. And so I was just like, I was like watching it. I like to watch it play out. And then he cried. It was just a beautiful, like.
You even had the tears going.
Yeah.
Get that man an Oscar.
I let it play out. Like 100%.
See, I'm just over it. Like, I've seen it so many times that I just can't take it anymore. I know how it's going to end. And I tell my students all the time that if they are getting in trouble, just don't lie to me.
Right. Yeah,
I always tell them that it makes it worse if you lie. Just tell me the truth. Odds are I'm not going to freak out. It's probably something really small. Just don't lie to me.
But like,
odds are.
I mean, there's a potential that I might actually kill you.
She might flip a table.
I'm not going to freak out.
The hard part for me is when there's a student that won't back down.
Exactly.
Like, they're like, I don't know. Especially for me, like, a lot of the times it'll end up being like, I very rarely give homework, but if it's like a Google form we didn't get to in science or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, guys, like, do this for homework. I'm going to check it in 2 days or whatever. And then time comes for me to check it. And I literally call off. I'm like, okay, if you don't hear your name, you need to get out your Chromebook and start working on your homework assignment you didn't do. So I'll start reading off the names, and then so-and-so will come up and be like, I did the homework. I'm like, well, right here on my technology that, you know, even timestamps when you sent it in to me and gives me an email to let me know that you finished it, you're just not in here.
Yeah.
And they're like, but I did it. I swear I did it. And I'm like, okay, I understand that's what you're saying, but it's not in here.
It's not true.
Like, it got lost in some portal in the internet because I don't know where it is then. I'm like, well, I guess you're just going to have to do it again because it's not in here.
I mean, you know how the answers.
They will not let go.
Right. You know
the
answer.
You can do it again really quick.
Just do it. You're right. That's what I'm saying.
Just do it quick. You already did it once.
Right.
I like to tell them, like, I trust you, so no need to lie. Like, I always put that in there. Like, when I used to.
Guilt them.
Yes. Remember, I'm trusting you. And they'll be like, okay. Like, I like to.
They do
I
not
want
care.
You to
they
feel,
will lie straight to your face.
I want you to feel it. Or when they used to delete the Google Doc, they'll be like, oh, the assignment disappeared.
Oh, my goodness.
They deleted it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like.
Well, you know, okay, if they do that, if you, like, attach an assignment on Classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fifth graders, they accidentally do it all the time. They click the little X. So if they do that, you can go into their Google Drive, and it's still in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there, and you can be like, and there's, did you know there's a history, or not a history, but document history?
Yeah.
I didn't find that out until late that you could actually find, because, like,
it's amazing. You can see them
literally
typing
delete
in real
the whole
time.
Assignment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny when a student will be, they'll say, oh my gosh, my assignment, it just deleted. It's gone. It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on. But I know you're lying.
Have you done that?
Have I ever done that? When I was in school?
Uh-huh.
The only time that not the only time, but one of the times I remember lying to one of my teachers, it was Mr. Creer. Shout out Mr. Creer. Yeah, I really like this guy.
He's going to change your grade.
He's gonna go back. He's gonna change it immediately.
So goes back 15 years.
Yeah. It was only 4 years ago.
So we would have
Gabe's a baby.
Yeah. Would have completion grades for our math assignments. And what he would do, he would go around and we'd open up our notebooks. He'd go through, take a look at it, and then check it off. And I definitely didn't do this math assignment. Yeah. Just whatever reason, I didn't do it. So I pulled open an assignment from the day before.
Yeah.
And my buddy sitting next to me, I told him, I said, hey, I didn't do the assignment. I'm just going to try to fake him out. And he was a good friend of mine. And like I've said before, friends are there to build you up, but best friends are there to tear you down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this guy decided he might be my best friend that day.
Okay.
And right when the teacher, Mr. Creer, was looking at my assignment, he goes, hey, look at the date. And he looks at the date. And I was just totally exposed. And Mr. Creer stopped and looked at me and he goes, why'd you lie to me?
And I said,
I don't know. And it stuck with me forever.
I'm disappointed. Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
You gotta say that.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
Just, why'd you lie to me? And I just felt nasty as a person. Yeah. I just felt terrible.
Oh, that really had an impact on you.
Yeah, it did. So I do that with, I tell kids a lot when I know they're lying, I'll just be like, hey, stop. Are you lying? And they're really good at saying, yeah, I'm lying.
Because if you let them snowball too much, you know, I think I learned what gaslighting was before. Like, the term's obviously been around for a while, but before I was in an art history class in college. I'm like, I need this for, you know, what's called a gen ed or pre-ed or whatever.
Yeah.
And I did one part of the final and I had completely ignored the second half, which was a 13-page paper about a piece of art, and you went through every dimension. You had to type it up.
Mm.
Didn't do the assignment. So I sent to my friend who's like really good at computers, and I just was like, can you just write a bunch of encryption? And I send it in, and it looks like something's wrong with the file being opened. I need a day. I need to buy myself a day.
Okay. That was your go-to?
To buy yourself a day.
Yeah. It was like the last day of the grading session. Like, you, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Your grades are in today.
That is very expensive.
So I need just one day because the next day, like, nothing can be turned in the end of semester. And so sent it in, and I didn't check my email because, like, I sent my stuff in. And this was before, like, Blackboard or, like, you sent them in email. I was between sending, you know, writing it in person and then the emails. And he sent me something that evening. I didn't get it. And then the next morning, I'd been writing all night. And I said, I don't know what happened. I sent it in. Now, as an adult with a husband who is a professor, I understand what happens when you have to open someone's grade up and you can't turn it in. It is a process. You have to put a no grade in. You have to get it, like, confirmed through everyone. So the guilt I have now lying about, I'm so sorry, because it's just 24 hours. No. They have to go through a process. I'm like, you're a jerk. Like, you're the worst kind of people.
You didn't even go for, like, the grandma excuse. Like, oh, my grandma's sick. I got to go take care of her. You went right for
that.
I
can't do that because I'm afraid then something will really happen.
Right. So mine's always like, if I need to make up, like, a good excuse, I'm like, I blew a tire and I don't know how to fix it. Or like, it's like a non, like, life threatening. It's like, I shouldn't say this because I might have used it in my undergrad, but, like, the power went out and I don't have any internet. It's a synchronous online class on Zoom. Like,
I use the most basic excuse. I'm a terrible liar.
Like, you are a really bad liar.
I'm a very bad liar. Between getting in trouble and just telling the truth and trying to come up with an elaborate lie, I just won't even waste the time because I'm so bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, I'm the more basic of liars where, you know, if I slept in that morning or whatever and I'm running late for school, oh my gosh, the traffic here was terrible.
Oh, yeah. Traffic.
I drive a back road with not a soul on
just
it.
Just you and the cow.
Just me and the cow. And I always feel guilty. And I'm like, someday someone's going to realize that.
Yep.
You're at Starbucks.
There's not even coffee. I can't even make that excuse. It's just, I suck at waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's funny when parents try to make excuses for their kid.
Yeah,
100%. Oh my gosh.
Or when parents will believe the craziest excuses that the kids make up.
Yes.
I just want to ask the parent and say, do you really believe this?
Do you really think this is a true story?
Yes, I do.
Because their kid is not capable of lying.
My little angel?
He would never lie.
Did not.
Right.
Could never. They don't know how to lie. They would be scared to actually do that.
Yeah, no. He's not like that at home.
He's never like that.
That's the wild one for me. When you're doing a conference and they're like, they're never like that at home. Like, that's not true, because when your spouse came to pick up the other day, they told me they were. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's like, y'all have to get on the same page about your lie.
Yeah, on the same lie.
I had a parent a while back that the student had been like amping up behavior from like, you know, end of Christmas to the end of the year. And just, it was one thing after another. They were like having issues with classmates, and they were claiming things were happening to them when that wasn't the case. Like, it would always be like, they would say something would happen like in a place where there would be no adult supervision, like in the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
And so then we, like, the parent asked for a conference with like me and the principal and the counselor and stuff. And we were like, yeah, sure. So we all sit down, and the kid told us that he was being jumped in the bathroom by other students.
That's like a serious one.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, that's very serious.
He said he was being jumped by other students in the bathroom. And we were like, okay, when did this happen? Yeah. Tells us the time. Okay, who was in the bathroom that jumped you? This person, this person, this person. Okay. All right, so we go back through all of the camera footage.
The hallway cameras.
The hallway cameras, yes. So we go down the hallway cameras, and we see nobody, not even that kid,
go into the bathroom just walk around the
during that time. And we're like, did you maybe go in a different bathroom? Like, what do you where? And he's like, oh, I think it was up by the cafeteria. Okay, so we go and look at the cafeteria cams. He waltzes into the bathroom. We even let that thing run for like 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
He walks out of the bathroom. We let it run for like another hour.
Yeah.
Nobody, not a soul, in or out of that bathroom for like an hour. And we're like, all right, so maybe could have been a different day. Yeah, maybe it was the next day. All okay. right, we do the process over and over again. And it never happened. So we're like, okay, so this is not happening to you.
Yeah.
Let's just call it. It's not happening to you. Not even like a week later, he gets caught on the camera punching another kid in the face.
Ooh. There we go.
And the parent is like, well, my student is getting bullied. My kid is a victim. My kid is a victim. And we're like, okay, ma'am, here's the footage.
Right.
And they're like, I choose to believe my son.
We all have choices.
You can choose to believe anything you want. You this is the truth.
This is on video.
In the digital age of these kids, like, do they not realize they're being recorded? We had a little girl, adorable braids, right? And you could tell mom spent a lot of time braiding her hair.
Right.
And there's a couple things, like, kids cannot have any food on the bus, right? Because they could choke or whatever. Yeah. It's a very safety precaution. And our kids are in, what's it called? Not seatbelts, car seats.
Okay.
Huge issue. Mom calls the school. The bus driver is in on the conversation. Someone cut her daughter's hair, which is, one, terrible that they cut a braid off. Two, why do they have scissors on a bus?
Right.
Yeah.
Especially ones that can cut hair. And so they're like, we're going to go through it, because like the little girl that was beside her, I was like, I just would never expect her to do that. Like, oh my, I cannot believe that her seat partner would do that. There's cameras on the bus, and you see, I mean, mom couldn't help but laugh. She just goes straight up and then boop at the root. It's on camera. The little girl cut her own hair and blamed on the person next to her.
Because she was scared.
And she at the root. Like,
I feel like fear carries excuses.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
Or whatever. I think the best excuses are when, like, the parent makes an excuse for, like, a reading log or what. I don't think anyone's actually done those. I don't think anyone's actually read.
Right.
Yeah.
A book and signed the. I think it's just signed.
Yeah.
Because we do the honor system. It's like, just say that your child read for 20 minutes.
Right. That's fine.
I did reading logs for, like, the first year or two that I taught, and then I immediately tossed those. I was like, why am I spending the time to print this paper that parents are just signing and giving me back?
That was my parents.
What was that program? your
parents would
sometimes you're not reading, but it has to be signed, and your parents are going to do whatever they have to do to make sure you're successful.
Yeah.
Even if that means they got to sign something.
They got to lie for you.
They got to lie for you.
What was that program when I was
early elementary when this happened. You guys might have been like in high school. School. Yeah. So, well, the Pizza Hut stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yes. They still have that.
It's like
the Pizza Hut book club.
Yeah, but people would lie about like the books that they read on that stuff and then get it signed off and get that free pizza.
Go list 500 books and get like seven free pizzas. Yeah.
A little pan pizza. Yeah.
It was in a little box and you got it.
It had a good smell though.
It did have a good smell.
I did have some parents though that would be honest and like they would turn in the reading log and like I put on the thing like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And like they would leave, you know, maybe Tuesday and Wednesday, they didn't read those days. So they would just sign Monday, Thursday, Friday. And I'm like,
that's nice.
All right. I'm like, you didn't read all 5 days, but I know you're honest.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for your honesty.
One of the times that students get really creative with their lies is when you catch them cheating on a test.
Oh.
That is pure comedy. Pure. One of my favorite things that the kids do when I catch them cheating, let's say I'm taking a test and they are looking over at somebody, you know, if I'm Lauren sitting next to me, I'm looking over at her paper doing that, and I'll see them doing that. Their first instinct is to do the yawn and stretch. They go,
look everywhere. If I look everywhere,
really hard.
Think.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm thinking crazy. Hard. And I'll just sit there and watch, and then we'll make eye contact, and I'll tell them, I saw you cheat. Bring your test. Because my rule in my class is if I see you cheat, it's a 0%.
Yeah.
That's just,
you know what extent is their work and not their work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a zero. And I also tell them, if I see you talking to somebody during a test, I'm assuming you're cheating. It's a zero. Yeah. Just don't talk.
Yeah.
And the craziest excuses come out once you catch them cheating.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious.
It's
my rule is that you can't go to the bathroom during
not during the test.
You can't
this
do
is
it.
Such a bad. Okay, it was not an excuse, but I think I had used up my excuses. I was in a U.S. history class second semester, got food poisoning. My best friend was in a very similar class at a different university, but we were roommates, and she called in. They're like, "Yeah, no, don't come in, babes. You're good." And I had a final, and I said, "I can't come in. My stomach doesn't feel good." And she's like, "Then you don't get to take the final." I went in halfway through it, full chills. Stomach gurgles, sweating. And I was like, I got to go to the bathroom. And she was like, "You can't." Then turn in the test. I'm like, I got this. I get like a couple questions. I'm like, no, I didn't make it to the bathroom.
You should have threw up on her
You didn't make it to the bathroom?
I did not.
You should have threw up on the test.
Which
it
way?
Wasn't throw
Wait,
up.
Which way?
Did
which
you crap
way?
Your pants okay. during the test?
You should have crapped during the class.
I handed it and I'm like, Houdini my way there.
You pooped your pants?
I was 20. I get to the door and it like in the hallway and the security officer's just like, because
oh,
a little desk, and I was like, I'm driving home.
Was it like a full blowout, like a little kid?
It was not like a little kid. It was not. It was enough for me to feel shame and just to drive back.
So you sat down, it like smushed?
Because I had to drive home. And that's the thing. That's like why I'm always so sensitive when kids are like, I have to go to the bathroom. Because like, I know that a lot of kids are like, during cleanup time, I got to go to the bathroom. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. You want to do this. Because it's an easy excuse to use. And I can't say no to them, though, because I'm like,
I could see doing that in like upper middle school, high school, saying you can't use the restroom during test. It's hard for me as an elementary school teacher to tell them, no, you can't use the restroom.
Yeah.
When maybe, you know, because like I've said this before, my husband has ulcerative colitis.
Yeah.
Like if someone were to tell him, no, you can't use the restroom, we're going to have an accident in here.
Yeah. Right.
And then sometimes like in fifth grade, that's the time when like girls are just starting their periods.
Yeah.
They might have to go. And like, I'm not going to say no and then have somebody come at me and say, you didn't let my child go to the bathroom. They bled through their pants in school. Like, I'm not going to have
know,
that on
I think
my conscience.
You know when they have to go to the bathroom and when they don't. Because their phone's in the pocket.
But sometimes I ask. I'll be like, is it like, do you need to go right now or can you wait until this time?
Yeah.
And they'll usually be like, yeah, I can wait. I'm like, okay, thank you. And that's just...
When I was doing teaching high school, I had a kid that said that it was an emergency. They had to go during a test. I said, okay, leave your phone here and leave your review packet here.
There we go.
Because in high school, I'm not proud of it, but I did it once where I brought my math packet to the bathroom, reviewed the problems, and then went back into class and kept going.
I only ever cheated on a test once in my life. And like I said before, I was such a goody two shoes. Like, I was ashamed of myself. Like so I went over my friend's house the night before the test. It was in eighth grade science. And we were supposed to be studying, but we were just hanging out. And then the next day I go in to take the test and I'm completely unprepared. And so she sat across from me. We had those big lab tables. She sat across from me at the table. And so like, as we're taking the test, I'd be like, you know, the looking up and we'd be like, like mouthing the words to each other, and I got caught, and my teacher called us.
Caught.
Oh yeah, she saw. Sorry, Mrs. Kuhn. And she she pulled us both up to her desk, and she was like, I'm really disappointed in you guys. I'm going to have to give you an F on the test.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. And I did not get Fs. Like, I was... I like put so much pressure on myself as a kid, and so that like devastated me. And I was like, I'll never cheat again. Like,
we lived very different lives.
Did you ever get caught?
Because y'all were like, I did it once, and I'm like, it was a part of my life now. So
at that
when
point.
Are we going to? It was. I got caught. I remember in seventh grade, I got caught, but I only got caught because the kid next to me was exchanging Pokemon cards.
What?
And so the teacher came over.
Always Pokemon
and
kids.
It
always.
Was just always. Like,
wait, during the test?
Yeah. And then so the teacher came over and saw what I had on my computer. And I'm just like, so we all had to go to the office for that. I got ISS, of course.
Frequent flyer.
They probably had your picture up on the wall.
I was definitely like, I got in trouble in school, but I was never like, super disrespectful to teachers. I was just doing stuff that I had no business doing. And I had ADHD that no one wanted to talk about. So I was just
I have
impulsive.
A student though this year, like he like okay, for me it's not just the excuses, but it's the gaslighting. The constant. It's constant.
Kids gaslight.
Like, I could have my eyes directly on them.
Yeah.
Watch the whole scenario and he'll still look me dead in the eye and be like,
that didn't happen.
No. That's not true. I was doing this. So like the one day, we were playing GymKit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this like online website you go to and you can set up like quiz questions and they play games do the questions. Kind of like our review.
Okay.
And he was on the game and then it was like a version kind of like Among Us. They were playing.
Okay.
It's called Trust No One.
Okay.
And
I like that.
Yeah, it's fun. So they're playing this game and they have to try and like investigate people to figure out who the what's the thing on Among Us?
Yeah,
the thing is.
Killer, pretty much.
Yeah, the killer guy.
Yeah.
And he's like shouting across the room, like, it's not me. I'm not it. I'm not the imposter. That's what it is.
Imposter.
Oh, imposter.
And everyone else in the room is like, dude, it's totally you. Like, it's you. Everyone, we've investigated everyone. Yeah. It's you.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's not me. And then finally they vote him off and it does say he's the imposter. And I was like, this is the one and only time that gaslighting was okay.
Right.
I was like, you did it. You played your part well, man, but you still got caught.
I wish I had a dollar for every time in class I would catch a kid for, let's say the kid's talking.
Yeah.
And they go, I didn't do it. And I always say the same thing. I say, I watched you do this.
Yes.
And they still deny it.
They do.
To their grave. Yeah.
It
makes me feel like I'm the crazy one.
That's
and then I start doubting myself.
Yeah.
And then I think again, no, I watched you do this.
Yeah.
I'm not insane.
It's when you start doubting yourself.
Yeah.
That you're like, am I
crazy?
Maybe like,
is it me?
Oh, so
am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
Or like you tell them like, Put the hot Cheetos up.
Yeah.
I'm not eating hot Cheetos. Your hands
are red. I've had that. Yes.
Red.
Yes.
What do you mean you're not eating hot
Cheetos? That's the natural color of my skin. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, it's only on my fingers.
When the hot chip challenge, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Going on?
Yeah. That thing.
We had the rule, like, you can't do this in class. It's making a scene. And I got one kid. He comes up to my desk, and he can barely talk. He's sweating.
Yeah.
Can barely talk. He goes, can I go get a drink? And I said, did you do the hot chip challenge? He goes, no. I said, well, what is going on? And he kind of stopped. And then he goes, I ate a pencil.
What?
And I said, no, you ate a pencil. He goes,
like a whole pencil?
Yeah. He said he ate a pencil.
Of all the things to say you ate.
I know.
Like, right.
Yeah.
An eraser.
And that was one of the few times that I wanted to keep like
going.
I wanted to keep going. Said, you ate a pencil. And I said, do you need to go see the nurse? And he says, no, I need to go get a drink. And he's just sweating. He can barely talk
because
his mouth is swollen. And then he goes out, gets a drink. And then I go walk by his desk and I see that there's like the wrapper for it.
Mm.
And I said, hey, what is this? And he says, I don't know. I don't know where that came from. I said, was your pencil wrapped in this? And then he just shut up. And I said, dude,
you're caught.
Don't lie to
me.
Please, don't lie to me.
I feel like it's like around food. Like, I don't know what it is.
It is
like,
always food.
When I was teaching at a private school, we could do like
food and candy and stuff for like. And so one year for Valentine's Day, I got them all. Do you remember Fun Dip?
Yeah.
So they fun had dip. The Valentine's Day Fun Dip. You just, so that was one of the things they got. But you could not eat it at the school was the rule. And at the school, there was called class, not class dojo, tadpoles. And it's a system that it's like a preschool system.
That's cute.
So you can,
like,
you check them in, the parent can see that. And then you're supposed to send it, each part of your lesson plan, art, music, whatever. You're supposed to send a video or a picture of the kid and it goes to the parent.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a really cute system.
Right, it sounds
cute. One of the kiddos, I was like, did you eat your... Because they kept going to like their like book bag and because the cubbies are in the classroom. And it's Fun Dip. So it's like blue-green all their mouth. Over. And over here, because they're not really able to like fully... And I'm like, did you get into the Fun Dip? You're not supposed to eat it. I didn't do it. I'm like, it's... So I was like, I have to let this play out the way I want it to play out. So I took the tadpoles. Because it was funny. It wasn't like... And I took the video of it, of me asking. The kid's like, no, I don't know where it is. And it's all over their face. I said to the parents, they were dying. I'm
That's
like,
hysterical.
You're caught
That's a cute.
Red-handed. Oh, yeah. It was like... That's so cute. Had I been like mad about it. But no, the parent... I mean, I was like... That's funny. I'm like, okay, you need to go wash your face.
No. So I have a student teacher this semester and love her to death, but she like is in that phase where she doesn't want to be the bad guy.
So that's such a cute face.
Yeah. Mm. So she like is always terrified when she has to deal with any kind of classroom management that's like, you know, giving a consequence.
Yeah.
So my friend, the other day we were taking a math test. And he was asking to go, like, we have, like, the small group go, so they have, like, quiet, an area to test. He asked if he could go with them and just sit and take his test in there. And she was like, yeah, that's fine. So I'm like, okay. So he goes, like, 10 minutes in, he's like, I want to go back. Yeah. I want to go back. Because she, like, I guess gave all of them peppermints, and he didn't like peppermints, he wanted candy. And she said, well, that's all I have, so no. And so he started whining and, like, causing all this trouble. He comes back into my room. I don't know any of that happened. I said, what are you doing back here? Did you finish your test? He said, no, I'm not done. But Miss told me that I could come back in here because so-and-so was distracting me. So I'm going to come in here and finish my test.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay. And you didn't have anything to do with that. And he goes, no, you can ask her. I didn't. And I'm like, okay.
Don't give you permission. So,
okay. Like, you just opened the gates. Yeah. So like... So he comes in, he's an angel. He sits in there, does his test, doesn't disturb anybody, he's fine. And then after that, they go to lunch, and I'm like, hey, so he said that you sent him back because this other kid was distracting him, and she goes, no, he was awful in there. He was doing this and this and this and this. I said, okay. So now here's your first lesson in student teaching. I'm like, you get to decide the consequence because he just lied to you and me to the face.
Yeah.
Like, you get to decide the consequence, and you have to tell him. And she's like, no, please don't make me do it. So
I'm glad I never had that face.
She.
Like, give me a handlebar mustache and a monocle.
Back here.
She went out and told him in the hall, and, like, she made him write, like, I will be honest or something, like, 20 times. And recess comes around. He goes, they all have to get packed up and get checked out before they're allowed to play. And he goes, hey, Miss Woolley, can I start recess? I said, you have an assignment, I've heard. And he goes, like, I've been caught.
Right.
Yeah.
But they will lie straight to your face and pretend like you're not going to talk to the other adult in the room.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's like the mom and dad thing where it's like, well, mom said no, but dad will say yes or vice versa. It's like, when you have co-teachers or like a teaching team or, you know, when you guys are teaching different subjects and you're like, well, I'm supposed to hold you accountable with this. It's like, I'm going to call them and find out. I'm going to ask like, hey, Christy, did you say that they could paint? No, because we don't have the paint up today. You're lying. Like, I think that's, have you ever had an admin gaslight you or and make an excuse for something?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've had, so at my old school, I had the worst administration. They just never supported the teachers whatsoever. And I would have to call, like, at this school is called the SSC, like the Student Service Center.
Yeah.
I'd have to call them if when a student was like throwing things so that they could come and walk the kid out of the room to go calm down. And so I'd call them, they'd come down, they'd go down to the SSC, and I would call the principal and be like, hey, so what happens now? Like, what's going to be the consequence? Because like he needs to know that's not okay.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
when you don't get your way, you don't throw a chair at my head.
Yeah.
Really? So, you sure?
Yeah. I mean, not I don't
can
prefer
I throw
that.
It at your body.
Yeah.
Only in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. Where all my organs are.
Nice. Yeah. Right.
So she was like, oh, yeah. So he's going to get da 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 or whatever. And then would lie and tell me there was a consequence. And there was no consequence. Like, they didn't follow through with it and would just tell me to appease me and then not.
Came back with a bag of chips.
Yup.
Yeah. I just made this video the other day on TikTok. It's always a bag of chips. And it's like, they're throwing a tantrum. Yes, I sent them for that reason.
I
have a lot of phone calls today. I have to make it just too loud. I'm like, no, you don't. I've never seen you once and they're making a phone call and they send them back with chips. But we talked about it.
Yeah, we had a heart to heart.
Yeah.
We talked. So, he's not going to do that again, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's not going to do that again.
My thing is, bring me some chips too.
Yeah.
What if they have down there? Yeah. Do I need to send you back again?
Right. Go back.
I'm going to start throwing stuff so I can go and get the chips.
They have croissants in the mini fridge.
It's why that the gaslighting of the kid going, and it's, I don't get the chips thing.
Yeah,
I won't get why it's universally chips. And it's almost always Cheetos, too.
Something just gets everywhere.
Cheetos are good.
They're amazing, but I don't want them all over the classroom and the rug. Ugh.
It's because everyone's food motivated, and they're easy to buy because they come in those giant snack
that
packs.
Big bag.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That big bag.
When you see people coming in the morning with their big bag of chips. Yeah.
You know they're having a party that day.
Or a classroom management strategy.
Yeah. Have you ever had coworkers make crazy excuses for things? Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Give me an example.
Yeah.
We didn't have subs. And so that's why when I'm subbing now, I know it's appreciated. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We had no subs. And I had always gone home for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Always. It was my mom's holiday. I say mom because she's no longer with us. And then Jason's mom gets Christmas. So I made it a point. We're going to elongate it. We're going to make it, you know, a whole week thing. And I'm going, and one of my colleagues openly, I wasn't close to them, and openly lied and said there was a death in their family, and that it just happened to be over Thanksgiving. And can I work? And I was like, I can maybe cover Tuesday, but I have to. It's a 9-hour drive in the snow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Their kids came home from college.
That's a big lie. You have to have boundaries with your life. That's there's certain things I would never how we were talking about the grandpa's it's just certain things I just won't, because it's I just feel like you can speak things into there's power in words.
But if you're on a bad date with Gabe, he will.
He's gonna gaslight gatekeep his way into
I lied on my grandpa's name. Get out of the date. He's still good. He's fine.
Yeah. The tell was it was just a death. It wasn't there was a death in our family friend. And it was just they couldn't really explain. And we weren't close. But also I think the thing was he's young. He doesn't have kids. So why does he get to celebrate the holiday? Why does he get time off?
Right. Yeah.
It's like something the only one that doesn't live around here. But it was I was checking we were friends on social media. And I was like, I'm not going to sit there. She's with her kids. So obviously you're not going to selfie before a funeral or whatever. But I found out, no, it was completely not true at all. And I was that sucks.
That's where my rule when it comes to anything that happens at work, I just don't lie.
Yeah,
I don't lie.
It's not worth it.
Just tell the truth.
And unless you're running late in the morning and there's a lot of traffic on the road.
Right. Yes.
Unless you broke the copier.
Yeah. Oh, glad about the copier.
I've literally, so I feel like the excuses I make have been around the laminator and the copier at
the industrial
school.
Laminator.
Yeah,
yeah,
the big one that everyone loves because it does a great job. One time I think I put it in backwards or upside down and it all melted together like a ball. Like it started
that's expensive.
And I didn't know what to do. So I freaked out and I just calmly picked up my belongings and walked out.
It still ran all 300 feet of sheet.
I turned it off so it wouldn't continue to heat up. And then I broke the copier multiple times. And so they just put a sign that was if you break it, just tell someone. Instead of, because I would try to fix it.
In parentheses,
it would say go to number 2. So I was I found number 2. And then it'd be all right, pull out D. And so you pull out D. I'm following instructions.
No, I can't do that.
And then I break it more. So then I just calmly walk out the thing.
Let the next person deal with
it. And just wait. And then I act surprised when we get the email. And I'm that is crazy that someone would do something so horrific.
They got hallway cameras. They can see you walk in.
They know it's just, I'll tell on myself. Give me a reward. Free Starbucks for whoever knows. It was me. I did it. I apologize.
Could have been me.
Oh, man. Any sort of excuses that come from students at the middle school level, they're almost always fake. Yeah. Almost always.
Yeah.
And it's fun to hear them out. And I want to start writing down some of the excuses.
Oh, absolutely.
The days of, oh, dog ate my homework. No,
it's no one's saying
it. Is now, I was abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Wait, a kid said that to you?
No, but it's along those same lines.
Yeah. No, sir, smart. You big. I accidentally knocked water on my laptop. Like,
yeah.
I'm using the iCloud thingy now. I don't know how the cloud works, but I know things are in the cloud. You can access them.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but you can.
They're somewhere.
My students will blame it on their parents because they're young enough to be like, they still have most of the responsibility.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I gave this one math paper for homework, and the kid came in and didn't have it. I said, hey, like, do you have your homework button? He was like, no, my mom lost it. So, like, I went home, I gave it to her and said, Mom, we have to do this homework. And she lost it. So I don't have it. And I was like, okay. I'm like, that's your responsibility. Like, it goes in your folder. So how did your mom lose it?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. It just was gone. And I'm like, oh, okay. So if I ask her, that's what she's going to tell me. He's like, yeah, I think so. I'm like, okay. So I pull out class tag and start texting her. And I'm like, hey, he said this. Is that true? And she goes, that little rascal.
Yo.
Yeah, she's like, no, I did not see his math homework and I did not lose it.
I love the tag team.
I'd be like, so right. Mom actually says that that's a lie.
Mom
strange.
Crazy.
So and when you what are we going to do?
What do we do about this?
When I was teaching high school choreography and dance, right? We were doing a show. I'm not going to out the show because, you know, I don't want the kids to feel bad. But think like classical Julie Andrews show.
Okay.
And going out for a Julie Andrews part, and they were a beautiful singer, but their voice was more belty. She fit the part of like the supporting part. It's a great one too. And we asked her audition for that and sing that song. And she boldface looked at us and said, my parents said I could only audition for this part. And she was a senior and great voice. And usually had leads before that.
Oh.
That's not going to get you the lead. So she didn't get cast.
Oh. My parents said, yep. I could only audition
for the lead.
Yeah.
Oof. I remember sitting there being like, that's simply not true. And we asked the parents because they were like so mad she didn't get cast. I said, well, they said that.
Oh,
we never
upset.
Said that. We
oh,
never
I love
said
when
that.
They lie on their parents.
Yeah.
Oh, lie on your parents so I can call and tell them exactly what you said in your voice.
Because you're in trouble.
I'm going to call.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I would call and the mom or dad would be so mad. They'd be like, put them on the phone.
I love that.
Oh, I love it.
Because
you can hear them yelling through the phone. And I'm like, dude, if you would have just told me the truth, it would have been fine. But.
Yeah, now you're in more trouble.
I'd be like,
you messed up.
I'd be like, and they said that you ain't doing nothing, and and the parents be like, oh, for real? Like, they're on the phone, like, I'm like, that's what they say. I love when they just do a little pop up. I love a good pop up.
Oh yeah,
pop up parents. Let me know when you popping up. Send me a quick text. I got you.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
You ready for our game?
I think it's time for the game.
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I love a good game.
Speaking of excuses and lies, we're gonna see if we can catch each other. In a lie or not. So we all have these little thingies. Truth on one side, lie on the other.
Oh, I have true.
Yeah.
I know, I messed up. A little bit.
You gotta be like,
I was nervous.
But, you gotta say it like that.
One of our producers, Devin, he's going to read each of us a question. The rest of us will decide, is it true or a lie?
So have you ever called in sick when you weren't actually sick? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
We all said true.
We all said true.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's keep on moving down the line here. Let's see. Tell. Have you ever pretended to have lost a pile of assignments just because you didn't want to grade them?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were they?
Well, they were assessments. They weren't assignments.
Oh, okay. That's close.
They were assessments?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that's a lie.
I'm going lie.
Because you taught at Head Start, and they're like sticklers about like their assessments being turned in.
That's a lie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because to lose those would be a huge HIPAA violation.
Yeah. When you said assessment, I was like,
it does not leave the
classroom. Yeah, I was like, no, you did not.
You had me until assessment.
That's not participation.
Yeah.
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 Like, when he said assessment, I was like, oh, that's deep.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going deep in that lie.
I do a lot of stuff, but I ain't never lost no assessments.
All right. Gabe, this one's for you. Have you ever wished a student would get expelled from school?
Never. I mean, why would I? I mean, they're all angels.
Why?
I mean, I want them all in my class. Why would I want them not to be there?
It was the never for me.
Yeah. Right. When you said never, it was just
never.
Never.
Yeah, you guys figure out which one you think that is.
Lauren.
Yes.
Have you ever fallen asleep during a PD / staff meeting?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going with a lie.
That's actually the truth.
You did?
She must have been really tired.
Yeah, just because I am the worst sleeper ever.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be up all night and then have to get up super early. So I'm tired in the morning. Like, the morning I have the least amount of energy.
Yeah.
So, like, if we're sitting in a PD at 8:30 in the morning and you're talking about something that's, like, boring.
Scaffolding.
With the T. I'm going to sit there and doze off. And not intentionally, but right. Like, you know, I'm just like, you know how you get like you're trying to pay attention. So you bug your eyes out and then they just like slowly close and your head does the bobbing thing.
You scare yourself awake.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my gosh.
All right, Ms. M, we're back to you.
Okay.
Have you ever had school mares, like actual nightmares about going back to school after a break?
No, I've had wonderful dreams, actually. I had a wonderful dream just about Leroy walking in on the first day.
Lie.
Calmly sitting down.
Maybe we can let you finish.
And wonderful dream.
Where's this going to go?
Yeah. And who's your therapist? Because I want to call them.
I call them just forms of expression.
Yeah.
Internal thought.
Teacher dreams are a real thing.
Yeah. No, they are. They're I used to dream
real.
About it.
They're so real.
Yes.
I used like dream
about. I just
told
a kid about one the other day. Because I have a kid in my class real quick, and his mom is my intervention specialist. So I had a dream that I had to call his mom because he made fun of my coffee cup. And so I went in school the next day. I was like, hey, I had to call your mom last night because you made fun of my coffee cup. He's like, what? I'm like, that's what I dreamt. Yeah. He was like, that was weird. And I'm like, yeah, it was.
Yeah,
I
think every teacher has teacher dreams.
Yeah
you do.
I've dreamed about like giving detention back when detention was okay. And I dreamed like I've had weird, vivid dreams of like being in the building.
Yes.
And like, I have sleep issues too. So
All right, Tal, this next one is for you.
Okay.
On those cute little cherubs that you had formerly taught.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever told one of them that they're your favorite?
No.
I think truth.
I'm going to say the truth. I don't think he would do
I don't think Tal would play favorites.
He might have one.
I do have them.
but he wouldn't let it be known.
He
wouldn't tell a kid that.
NPR was doing a thing where they were saying that when you dislike your students, they know it.
Yeah.
And that broke my heart. Because I was like, they're 3 to 5.
Yeah.
And I remember my kindergarten teacher like loathing me. And that was like devastating. And so I think it's the same with favorites. And so I tried really hard. My favorite students, I wouldn't show or say that.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the fact, I would tell the parents during, I was like, okay, you guys are like my favorite family. But like, I wouldn't do it during the school year because I don't want a kid to feel like, you know, so I try to like,
absolutely.
I try. I don't think it's, I don't think it's perfect. I think everyone like,
messes up. I always tell my students that, like, they always ask. They say, oh, who's your favorite student? I say, oh, they're in my second period. My second period is my planning period. And they always try to figure it out.
And that's on self-love.
Exactly.
Because
we're always learning.
My favorite student. Yeah, actually. Because
we're always learning if you think about it.
I feel like kids only know that you have a favorite when you treat the favorite different. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever I see I remember having this talk with a student who was a favorite of another teacher, and she came in completely disrespectful. And I was like, ain't that your favorite teacher? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, so why don't you set the example of what other people have? Mm-hmm. It's like, I hold you to a higher bar. Like, my expectations for you are crazy high. But as long as the teacher's not trying to be popular themselves, I hate when the teacher's trying to relive their high school.
Yeah. Don't befriend the kids.
No.
Right.
That's,
I'm popular now.
Not the point of the job.
Look at me now.
No. I'm the cool teacher.
Mean girl.
I will never be the cool teacher.
No.
All right, Gabe, this one's for you. Have you ever cried in your car in the school parking lot?
No, I'm not much of a crier. I'm more of a scream type of person.
It's like
Are there tears like the scream?
Scream, just like a barbaric yelp.
Okay, are there any tears that might come out during the scream?
From the pain of the throat hurting from the scream?
You know, no, it's more of scream until like I lose my voice.
Then
I want to believe that that's true.
I think you're lying. I think that you might get that angry, but I think it's like a scream cry, or like you're like, I don't want to ruin my beautiful speaking voice, and so you cry instead.
I've actually never, well, I guess I cried twice in class. there were two times that I cried. But like, and when I, if I'm in my car, because I'm like, I've had times where it's lunch, I need to chill out. I don't cry. I just, I drive to the gas station, I just yell. Because I'm just frustrated. Then after that,
is your gas station that far out in the middle of nowhere?
No, when I'm driving in the car, if anybody would drive by and see me, they'd be like, "Why is this guy just screaming?" Yeah. Yo, that's not the best look.
Like you look over, it's like,
yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Lauren,
yes,
have you ever turned off the lights and hid in your classroom to take a short nap?
I have actually slept under my desk at one point. Because I was so tired. Because like I said, I'm a bad sleeper. So I've laid under my desk.
I'm saying truth.
With a pillow.
Truth. Absolutely.
That's a lie.
Really?
Wait, you've never? That's never, advice I have, that I give to first year teachers.
I have never. I have never napped at school.
Really?
Oh, really?
One time in the morning,
I've never had that time to nap.
It was at my old school though.
One time I accidentally took nighttime cold and flu medicine when I thought I was taking daytime cold and flu medicine.
You went to school on NyQuil?
I went to school on NyQuil.
Tripping, I went, trying to teach
it
kids.
It was wild. Like, I was trying to stay awake, and when you start like pushing off the sleep of NyQuil, you start going delirious.
Yes, you do.
And that morning, I kept thinking, what is wrong with me? This is wild. And then I went home and the wrapper, it was like a powder type of thing I put and stirred it up. And I looked at it and it was nighttime. And I thought to myself,
the kids probably went home and were like, Mr. Dannenberg is on something today.
The teacher was like, swaying today.
He was slurring his words.
He was screaming all day in class. He had a pillow to his face and was screaming.
He was just sitting at his desk giggling.
He told us to be quiet, but we were all quiet.
The time that I did that, my second period was my planning, and I laid on my desk and took a nap. Or it wasn't my desk. It was the student's desk.
How did you wake yourself up?
I set an alarm. I set an alarm for 10 minutes.
I was going to say, because when I take NyQuil when I'm not feeling well, I am out and there's nothing on earth going to wake me up. Like I'm like rock solid asleep. Like there's no way.
I did that twice actually, both on accident because it was in the morning and it was dark and I just threw it together. You'd think at this point I'd figure it out, but it happened twice.
This one's for you. Let's see. Has a student or coworker ever walked in while you were alone in your classroom venting out loud about yourself or your student?
Not venting. I was having an outside conversation with myself about what we weren't going to do ever again.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I was like, I mean, I suck at lying. So if you ask a question, I'm going to answer it to the best.
I love that you picked up the plate and went, lie.
That's what I was laughing about, by the way.
Which one is that?
I was like, no, it's like,
Now, if you were a student, you'd gaslight us into saying, no, I had truth.
I was looking at the truth as I said it.
No, you would say, I didn't put the plate up.
I didn't put the plate up.
I don't have a plate.
I don't have a plate. All
right. I don't have a plate.
I think this was a fun one.
This was really fun.
I got to know you guys a little bit more than I thought with this game.
Oh, my gosh.
We're playing it tonight.
But thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. And make sure you go give Miss M a follow. She's hilarious.
We love it.
Gotta check her out.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.